Stephen's witness from Acts, the controversy in the early church, some set aside for service, but Stephen forgives and is martyred. The disciple Stephen's story is one we have difficult telling because of the cruelty and brutality of the people acting out in fear when hearing the good news. How did Stephen get into the situation to begin with? The people served by the church felt rejected or not cared for by the ones serving food. The lines were too long and not enough room at the tables. The disciples, in an effort to solve the problem, assign helpers to care for the people, and the leaders would do the ministry work. They selected faithful young disciples to serve. Stephen is a witness of Jesus Christ and has a story to tell. His enthusiasm and energy, along with his good looks and charisma, draws people in. His faith and speaking ability make him a great witness to the people because he was full of the Holy Spirit. It is for this reason the ones fearing Jesus set out to kill him. Saul stirs up the crowd that stones Stephen. In our lives, we proclaim our faith in our actions, in all we do. If we follow Christ, we live in Christ. If we follow others, we live in them. As for Stephen, he proclaimed the new life in the Son of Man, the Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us. This declaration is difficult to hear for some, even today, and equally difficult to proclaim in a culture demanding political correctness. We may be afraid of offending others, so some choose not to claim a faith to anyone. Stephen is the example of the kind of witness we should all be. Stephen knows God and trusts the Holy Spirit as he preaches to the people. Stephen also has a compassionate heart for his neighbors, including his enemy, and pleads forgiveness for those stoning him. Because we are faithful to one God, we trust in God's Holy Spirit and believe in God's only Son. We too can stand up and declare our faith to the one who is the gate to God's righteousness. For his sheep, God opens the gate of Jesus Christ. Only God's sheep hear his voice and follow him. Like Stephen, who forgives the ones who will stone him to death, we too, in our fear, can stand on what we believe and trust in the Holy Spirit, the God of all creation. We can look to Jesus Christ, the open gate of God's righteousness. Amen. Let us pray. Holy giver and receiver of life, your martyr, Stephen, shined with the light of your Holy Spirit when his opponents took his life. He offered up his spirit to you and prayed mercy for theirs. Make Stephen an example of faith and courage for all your followers, for the sake of the one who brought light and life to this world, Jesus Christ, your open gate. Amen.